Okay, so now we're going to be talking about how to handle objections like a pro without being pushy and get that yes. All right, so we are on page 4. I hope you have your document open to page 4. Now, the key thing to remember really here is when you're receiving the objection, smile. Even though they can't see you, just smile and keep your posture strong. Okay, because when you're smiling, they can hear that, all right? And when they can hear that, smiling says confidence, all right? They can hear you smile when you respond to them. So smile, don't fret, keep your posture strong, and by that, you know, don't sort of, you've got it right there in front of you what to say. So just smile and relax. Don't weaken and get defensive, all right? And remember, they aren't rejecting you. They're just saying no to their dreams, all right? And you just give them reasons to say yes to their dreams. And you are just there to help them realize their dream and do what you know is best for them, all right? So that's all that is. So we are going to be learning how to handle objections like a pro. It's all written out here for you, so you don't even have to think about what do you have to say. And we're going to be doing that without being pushy, and we're going to get that yes, okay? So what we're going to be talking about here are the typical objections that people give, all right, in any kind of situation. And to be honest with you, you know what? You can actually use this in, you know, if you're working as a salesperson or anything else for that matter that you're doing and people give you objections, you can actually use this, all right? So the type of things we're going to be talking about here that people give in terms of objections is they say things like, I need to talk to my partner or my spouse. Okay, so what do you say when you want to handle that? That's on page 5. On page 6, I can't afford it. I don't have the money. What do you say? We'll be handling that on page 6. Okay, it spreads down to page 7. And then on page 8, I need to wait for the money. What do you say when they say I need to wait for the money? That's on page 8. On page 9, what do you say when you know they have the money, but they tell you they don't? That will be on page 9. On page number 10, we'll be talking about what happens if they tell you, you know what, I just didn't watch the video yet. What do you say to get them to watch the video? We'll be going through that on page 10. On page, that also goes on to page 11. And on page 12, we'll be talking about what they say, what do you say, when they say, let me think about it, or I just want to think it over, or whatever words that they articulate that thing, and they're saying, listen, man, I just need to think about this, all right? What do you say? That's on page 12. And after that, that is all the objections, basically, that people give. And then on the next MP3, we'll be talking about what to say when you're giving them the good news. But for now, we're just going to be going through the objections. All right, so let's go up here. I'm just scrolling up my document and I'm getting to page 4. Okay, and we are going to go here to page number 5, which is what to say when they say, I need to talk to my spouse. All right, so let's just say you've gone through this script here. You've said everything that you need to say. You've taken them through, you know, this is basically after you've gone through the follow-up script on page 2 and 3. Okay, you've gone through that follow-up script, and then they say to you, I need to talk to my spouse or my partner. You say, okay, John, I totally understand. That is important. So, John, is it that you are absolutely serious about, and then repeat their needs and their strengths? That's why I said to write them down, their needs, their strengths, and their goals. Is it that you're absolutely serious about getting 100 grand this month, sending your son to that private school, taking your wife on vacation, and that you run all pause of your decision by your spouse or partner first? Okay, so basically what we're saying here, we'll take it again from the top. The pause basically is sort of questioning, like, do you really? Because I'll tell you one thing, people make decisions all the time, okay, without telling their spouse, right? They don't tell them everything, all right? And we're not asking them to do anything unethical or to cause problems between them, but we're just going to show them how he can handle this in a way, because they already want to do it, but they just basically want to sort of go over it with their spouse. But what you don't want is for the other person or partner who basically, you know, is just maybe very negative, or they haven't seen what you have to say yet, and they're just sort of trying to shut everything down. You want to basically facilitate the process which honors them and their partner as well. So that's what this is designed to do. So you say, okay, John, I totally understand, and that is important. So, John, is it that you're absolutely serious about getting that 100 grand that this year and sending your son to the private school, and that you run all of your decisions by your spouse first? Or are you telling me that you need to talk to your partner or spouse because you are not serious at all about, and then repeat their needs and their goals, and you just don't want to hurt my feelings? Okay, so the point of this is, what you're doing here is you're actually qualifying the objection, because it could be that they're not serious at all. Okay, and if they're not serious, you probably don't want to be doing business with them anyway. So you get that you basically are trying to establish, okay, are you actually serious? So you do want to do this, but you just need to talk to your spouse. Is it really that? And you really do run all your decisions by your partner first? Or are you just telling me that because you just want to get out of this? All right. So you're giving them the opportunity to say that, right? Now, if they don't say, actually, you know what, I wasn't serious. Okay. If they don't say that, okay, then they are serious. They've just told you, I'm serious. No, I'm serious, but I just need to talk with them first. Okay. So that means that they want it. Always remember that when you're going through this. So again, from the top. Okay, John, I totally understand, and that's important. So, John, is it that you're absolutely serious about getting 100 grand this month and sending your son to school, and that you run all of your decisions by your wife first? Or are you just telling me that you need to talk to your wife because you're not serious at all about getting the 100 grand a year and sending your son to private school, and you just don't want to hurt my feelings? So you say, thank you, John, for your time. If the person says that, you know, they don't want to actually talk to you anymore about it, and they're saying, you know what, I don't need to, I don't want to talk to my spouse about it at all. Actually, I'm just not being serious. What you say is this. It's right here on a script. Actually, I don't need to talk to my spouse or whatever it is. You say, thank you, John, for your time. If it's good news, we will get back to you in 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best for now. Bye-bye. That's it. All right. Now, if the response is, no, I'm serious, I just need to talk to my husband, or wife or partner, then you say, have you ever brought something to your husband or your wife or your partner that you're excited about? See, now you're actually going through this now with them. And we'll run this through again, just so we're just sort of breaking it down as we're going through here. So you just say to them, have you ever brought something to your husband or your wife that you're excited about? And, you know, they'll say yes or no. And then you ask them, did he or she end up asking questions you couldn't answer? You'll let them answer that one. And did he or she shoot some holes in your excitement? And they'll answer that one, okay? So they're probably, the answer is likely going to be yes to all of those questions, because, you know, that's typically what happens. It's like, yeah, you know what, every time I do bring something up, they're always so negative, or they're just questioning stuff, and it's actually very frustrating. So you ask them, was that a little frustrating? And they'll be like, actually, yeah, do you know what, it was. And then you say, would you say that bypassing that frustration would be a good idea? And then they'll say, you know, yes or no. Whatever they say, whether they say yes or no, you just continue going on. You say, okay, we have two options here. One, we could go ahead and let your wife take a look at the information in the exact same way that you did, and she can drill me with questions instead of you. And at that point, the two of you can decide whether or not it's something that you want to move forward on, so that you can repeat. And then you basically repeat the goals so that you can make the 100 grand, this month and send your son to private school. Or, two, we can go ahead, get you started right away and start building some vital strategic connections, increase your client customer base and increase revenue this month, and you can show her the extra cash in profit. So which will it be, John? Do you want to show him the extra cash? That's it. That's all you got to say. Great. Thank you, John, for your time. If it's good news, we'll get back to you in 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye for now. All right? So that is basically that, okay? So let's just go through this here again, right from the top. So you're saying, I need to talk to my spouse, okay? Okay, John, I totally understand. That is important. So, John, is it that you're absolutely serious about making the extra 100 grand so you can pay off your mortgage and sending your son to private school, and that you really do run all your decisions by your wife first? Or are you telling me that you need to talk to your spouse first because you're not serious at all about getting the 100 grand to pay off your mortgage and meeting, being able to send your son to school, and you don't want to hurt my feelings? No, I'm serious. I just need to talk to my wife. I really do. Okay. Have you ever brought something to your wife that you were excited about? Yeah, I have. And did she end up asking questions that you couldn't answer? Well, I think maybe I could have answered the questions, but okay. And did she kind of shoot some holes in your excitement? Yeah, she kind of did. And was that a little bit frustrating? Yeah, it was. Well, would you say that bypassing that frustration would be a good idea? Yeah, it probably would. All right, so we have two options. One, we could go ahead and let your wife take a look at the information in the exact same way that you did, and she can drill me with questions instead of you. And at that point, the two of you can decide together whether or not it's something you want to move forward on so that you can pay off your mortgage, get that extra 100 grand and send your son to school. Or two, we can just go right ahead, get you started right away and start building some vital strategic connections, increase your client customer base and increase your revenue this month. And you can show her the extra cash profit and show her the mortgage that you've paid off and say, by the way, we're sending our son to private school. So which will it be, John? Do you want to show him the check, or you want to let her see the options here? Okay, great. Thank you, Prospect's Name, for your time. If it's good news, we will be back in touch in the next 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye for now. All right, so that's an example of how you handle the objection, right? So here's the thing. I'm not going to go through every single example in that much detail. I just went through it in detail on this one because, you know, I wanted to sort of give you some of the psychology behind how we're doing it. The rest of them will pretty much just go smoothly through them. I'll just read them through. You just listen to my tone of voice and you can sort of pick up in the way you're supposed to be saying it. All right, so we're moving on now to page number 6, and this is maybe one of the biggest ones you'll have. I don't know, it just depends. Likelihood is you won't get them at all, but if in the event you do, you know what to say. So we're on page 6 now, and we're dealing with, I can't afford it, I don't just have the money. Now you'll see here, I've also put some other blue boxes here saying, you know, when receiving the objection, remember to smile and keep your posture strong. It's just a reminder, don't weaken and get defensive, okay? Because I'm just being honest with you, all right? 99% of the time, the prospect is lying to you about the money, okay? If the prospect's life depended on it, they would find the money, right? Remember when I said to you that, I believe it was in premium pricing in the bonus. If you haven't looked at that, please take a look at that. But I was basically saying there that, you know what? People save money on common items so that they can spend money on the rare, good and privileged thing. And this is the rare, good and privileged thing that they really want to have. And so they've got money saved in most cases. They've got some money somewhere, okay? And if they don't have it, they'll find it if they really want to move forward. I mean, you know, you're dangling the carrot there. Okay, you've got more money waiting for them. So the very thing that they want is money. Okay, and if they've got to find just a little bit to help them move forward to get that, trust me, they'll find that way. All right, so they're saying to you, look, I can't afford it. I just don't have the money. Okay, now that means they want it. The fact that they've said that, okay, if they didn't want it, they wouldn't even be having a conversation with you right now. So this is a genuine thing of, you know, I don't have the money, then we'll deal with it. A lot of the time they're just lying, they actually have it, but they just, you know, they've put it away somewhere else and they just don't really want to put the money at risk is what they're really saying, all right? So you basically are going to sort of help them to understand that actually, you know what, it's more of a risk to keep the money than to actually go forward with this, right? So here's what you say. I can't afford it. Okay, John, is it that you're absolutely serious about paying off your mortgage and getting that extra 100 grand in capital that you can have there in the bank and sending your son to private school, and that you've really just fallen on some hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me that you can't afford it because you're not serious at all about paying off your mortgage and sending your son to school and you just don't want to hurt my feelings? Then you let them answer. Okay, so let me ask you something. Why did you look at it in the first place? And why is that? Okay, so what's important to you? And what problem are you trying to solve? Good. And John, do you feel like you're missing opportunities right now? Good. So you didn't apply because you wanted to save money. You applied because you wanted to pay off your mortgage and send your son to private school and have an extra 100 grand in capital in the bank so you could sell more products and services and maximize profits and increase leverage and leverage your client base. Okay, so let me ask you a question. When was the last time you spent 2,000 or whatever the amount that it is that you establish that you're saying it is? Okay? Well, let me ask you something. The 2,000 you spent on whatever they just told you it is, did that sell you more product? Will that make your company grow? Will it make you money? And if they say no, you go and continue. You say, now, you already told me you're serious about paying off your mortgage, right? Great, so let's do this. Because you're going to invest 2,000 and over 1 year, we will form strategic alliances on your behalf. You'll sell more product and services, maximize profits, you'll increase leverage, your client base. So tell me, what's your flagship product? Okay, now you want to write this down. Okay, and how much does this sell for? By the way, you might want to have a calculator with you as you're doing this. And for every 100 people that see your offer, how many people buy? Okay, so hypothetically speaking, you invest 2,000 and let's say we bring you someone with 10,000 customers to sell whatever their flagship product is to. So let's say we bring you someone with 10,000 customers to sell whatever the flagship product is to, and X out of every 100 buy. Okay, now I'm just going to pick an example here. So let's say that's 5 out of every 100, right? So that's 5%. So 5% times 10,000 customers, that's what you'd be putting in, that's 500 clients. So the flagship product, let's say, is £200, they've told you, right? Times 500, that's 100 grand, right? Now, bear in mind, the strategic alliance proceeds are split, okay? So you're just being honest with them. So you're saying, bear in mind, so 45% goes to them, 45% goes to their partner, and 10% goes to you, right? So your share would be 45 grand. That more than pays for your 2,000 investment. So if we connect you with 10 like that, that's 45,000 times 10. That's 450 extra revenue this year, John. Will that help you to pay off your mortgage? Okay, great. Thank you, prospect's name, John, for your time. If it's good news, we'll get back to you in 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best. Bye for now. So if they say no, right, You can go on here, and this is, by the way, this is when I said, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you spent 2000? I kind of just jumped straight ahead and went on. Okay. So, if they say yes, sorry, if they say no, you go straight to continue, right? If they say, you know, when was the last time, when was the last time you spent 2000? And they say no, you know, oh, I spent it on, you know, fixing my car or something like that. And you ask them, will that make them more money? They say no, you just go straight on and then continue to, you know, whatever it is. Now, if they say yes, it will make you money, right? It will make the money. Then you say here, this is on page 6 in the gray box, right at the bottom. It says, when's the last time you spent 2000 and it wasn't to make money, right? So you're just basically, you know, helping them to sort of go in the direction you're going. And you say to them, okay, so you spent 2000 on whatever it was they told you that didn't make the money. It didn't sell you more product or make your company grow, and it didn't make you money. Then you go on and you go to the next box here that says continue. And you say, now you already told me that you're serious about blah, 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 blah. And then you continue on. So I hope that's clear, but it's pretty self-explanatory if you're following through on the actual document here, going from page 6 to page 7, talking about I can't afford it. All right. So that's just very simple to go through there. And now we're going to move swiftly on to page number 8, and that's dealing with somebody who's saying, I need to wait for the money. So they're basically saying, yeah, you know what? I actually want to do this. I'm happy to pay you the 2000 or whatever it is you've decided, but I just don't have it right now. I just need to wait for the money. Now, the chances are they've actually got it somewhere already, but they just kind of want to wait for more money to come before they spend it. So you basically don't want to sort of incorporate too much time into the equation, because then they start thinking about other things. And you don't really want that to happen. So remember, when receiving the objection, smile and keep your posture strong. Don't weaken and get defensive. So they've just said to you, I need to wait for the money. So you say, okay, John, is it that you're absolutely serious about paying off your mortgage this year, and that you want to sending your son to school, and that you have fallen on some hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me that you need to wait for the money because you're really not serious at all about paying off your mortgage and sending your son to school, and you don't want to hurt my feelings? No, I'm really serious about whatever it is, the goals and strengths that they said. All right. I just need to wait for the money to come in. You say, okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? They say, yes. Okay, great. Here's what I need you to do. Let's at least give you a head start, right? This is how our relationship is going to work. If you pass this interview and we approve you to join our business hub, I will pre-launch your first strategic joint venture partnership, and you can make good on your joining investment in the next month if you will agree. Okay? If you make good on your promise, then I'll know how serious you are, and at that point we can move forward bringing you as many strategic alliances as will fit with your business. If you do not make good on your promise, then I'm sorry, I will not be able to work with you together. Does that work for you? Yes. Okay. Thank you, John. Thanks for your time. If it's good news, we will be back in touch in the next 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye for now. All right, so that's how you handle that one. So what do you say when you know they have the money, but they tell you they don't? Remember, when receiving the objection, smile and keep your posture strong. So the prospect says, I don't have the money right now. And you say, okay, what do you mean by that? And they say, well, I'm not sure I can come up with all the cash right now, but, well, I guess I could use a visa. Let them just figure it out. Okay. Keep quiet. When you ask them, what do you mean by that? Don't feel the need to talk. Sometimes people, you know, they feel a bit nervous, and so they feel the need. Don't feel awkward with awkward silences. Let it be awkward. Okay. Let them do the erming and ahring and get over their excuses. That's all you're helping them to do, is to overcome that. Then if they, you know, jump into another excuse, or I need to talk to my spouse or whatever, then you just go to that part of the script. All right. So it's very simple to handle. All right. So you just sell them. Thank you for your time. If it's good news, we will be back to you in 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best. Bye bye for now. All right. So what do you say if they say, you know what? I just didn't watch the video yet. Remember, this is if you, well, this part here is if you've actually called them, right? This is you're going about to go through the follow-up script, and then they just say, oh, you know, I didn't watch the video. This is the situation. So it'll sound a little something like this. And remember, when receiving the objection, smile and keep your posture strong. Don't weaken and get defensive. Okay, so, hi, John, how's it going? This is Mr. O here. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about our marketing strategy. What do you like about what you read? Oh, you know, I didn't watch it yet, you know. Oh, really? No way. Is everything okay? Nothing bad to happen to you, did it? You're okay? The family's good? Oh, yeah, everything's okay. Oh, okay, good. You know, John, I certainly don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste mine. And typically, I don't give people a second chance, but if I'm absolutely certain that you're deadly serious about making some vital profit with driven strategic partnerships within your industry and increasing your client base and increasing revenue, then I'll give you a second chance. So tell me, are you really serious about making strategic partnerships and increasing your client base and revenue? Oh yeah, I am. Definitely I am. I just didn't have time to watch the video. Okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Yes. All right. Do you have access to the internet while you're on the phone to me? Yes, I do. Okay, go ahead over to the computer now. I just want to make sure you have no problems watching the video. And while they're heading over to the computer, get them to talk about what's important to them. All right. And then you say, has it loaded? Yes. Okay. Go ahead, watch the video right now, and I'll call you back in 25 minutes, okay? Or however long the video is. I don't remember how long it is. Actually, it's a lot longer than that, more like an hour, but just give them the time that they need. In fact, maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put 60 minutes here so we can do that. Or you can just put the time that you're going to say that you're going to call them, all right? So you just say, okay, go watch the video right now and I'll call you back in the next 60 minutes. And at that point, we're going to decide whether or not your business and our business are a good match. Okay. And whether or not we'll work together. At least it's a way for you to, you know, and then repeat their strengths and needs and goals that you probably already established when you were building rapport with them. Okay. So I'll call you back in 60 minutes. Now, if the prospect says no, okay, let's just say they say they're not near the internet, okay, you just say, all right, John, if you could write this down, here's my number. When you get a little bit more serious about whatever their goals were, why don't you go ahead and give me a call, and I wish you all the best, God bless, and I hope you find what you are looking for, all right? That's how you handle that one if they say to you, I haven't watched the video yet. Okay. All right. So that's page 10 and 11. Now we're on to page 12 and we're going to be looking at, let me think about it. What to say when they say, let me think about it. All right. So remember, when receiving the objection, smile and keep your posture strong. Don't weaken and get defensive. Okay. So really just remember this. When someone says, let me think about it, it's actually a buying sign. Okay. It is actually a yes. You just have to determine if it's a yes today or tomorrow or further down the line. Right. So, excuse me. Prospect says, sounds great, but you know, I just want to think it over. You say, okay, John, I totally understand where you're coming from and I want to honor that. Now, is it that you're serious about paying off your mortgage this year and that you really have some unanswered questions that you really want to think about? Or are you telling me you just want to think about it because you're not serious at all and you don't want to hurt my feelings? Oh no, I'm serious. I just need to think about it. Okay, it sounds to me like you have some really good questions and concerns. What's your first question? Now, by the way, you don't want to sort of answer the questions as they're giving them to you. You just say you want to gather all their questions. Okay, make sure you've got every question that they have and just write them down and you can tell them that, right? Okay, I'm gonna answer all your questions, but I just want to know everything that's on your mind, right? Because what you want to do is take control of the conversation here. So you say, okay, what's your first question? They tell you, okay, and what's your second question? And they'll tell you, do you have a third question? Okay, typically no one has more than three questions. And so you just say, okay, you've got no more questions? Okay, great. All right. So, John, if I can answer all your questions, this is really important now, what I'm going to say here. If I can answer all your questions for you and you feel really good and satisfied about the answers, are you ready to get started right away so you can repeat their answers, their goals or strengths, what they are, so that you can pay off your mortgage, all right? So let's go from the top how that will sound, okay? The reason you're saying if I can answer all your questions for you and you feel really good is because basically it sort of gives them nowhere to go after that, because you're asking them, look, if I answer the questions, so they've given you their questions, if I answer your questions for you and you feel really good and satisfied about the answers, are you ready to get started? So you've basically eliminated the excuses. So basically if they come to you afterwards and say, oh, I'm still not ready, they can't say that because they feel good about the answers, right? So let's go from the top here again, all right? In fact, let's go right to the beginning. Okay, sounds great, but I want to think it over. Okay, John, I totally understand where you're coming from, and I really want to honor that. Now, is it that you're serious about paying off your mortgage and that you really have some unanswered questions that you want to think about? Or are you just telling me that you want to think about it because you're not serious at all and you don't want to hurt my feelings? No, I'm serious. I just need to think about it. Okay, it sounds like you've got some really good questions and concerns. What's your first question? What's your second question? Do you have a third question? So, John, if I can answer all your questions for you and you feel really good and satisfied about the answers, are you ready to get started right away so you can pay off your mortgage? And then what you do is then you answer the questions quickly, simply, don't try to sell them on anything, just answer the questions. You can always even tell stories if you want, but be clear and concise, okay? So then once you've answered the question, you say, does that answer your first question? Okay, then you go forward and say, answer the next question, say, does that answer your second question? Okay, great. After the last question is answered, then you say, okay, great. Thank you, prospect's name, for your time. If it's good news, we will get back to you in 48 hours and let you know. I wish you all the best. Bye for now, okay? So that is the end of handling objections like a pro. Those are the typical responses you get. Just keep reading through them. The scripts are there, so you just get yourself familiar with them. Like I said, you know what? The way this video is, I mean, it's designed, you probably won't even find yourself reading the script. And it's sincerely my hope that this, me making this video, is a sincere waste of time, because the likelihood of them having any sort of objection saying I can't afford it, all those things, is pretty unlikely. So that is that. We will bring this audio recording here to a close, and I will be back with you to discuss basically following up after you have said to them, you know, I'm going to call you back in 48 hours and basically let you know whether it's good news. So I'm going to tell you how to tell them the good news, and we will be dealing with that on the next video. So have your document open to page 13 and I will catch up with you. All right, bye bye.